Acts chapter 6. And in those days, as the disciples increased in number, a complaint came from the Greek speakers against the Hebrew speakers that their widows had been overlooked in the daily ministering to their needs. And when the 12 had called the company of disciples, they said, "It is not appropriate that we should abandon the word of God and serve at tables. So, brothers, select 7 well-attested men from your company, full of Holy Spirit and wisdom, for us to appoint in this matter. But we will continue resolutely in prayer and the ministry of the word." And the proposition found favour in the sight of the whole company, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and Holy Spirit, and Philip, and Prochorus, and Nicanor, and Timon, and Parmenas, and Nicholas, a proselyte from Antioch. And they set them before the apostles, who prayed and laid their hands on them. And the word of God grew, and the number of disciples in Jerusalem increased greatly, and a large contingent of the priests were obedient to the faith. Now Stephen, being full of faith and power, performed great miracles and signs among the people. But some of those of the synagogue of the so-called Libertines rose up, and of the Cyrenians, and Alexandrians, and those from Cilicia and Asia, disputing with Stephen. But they could not withstand the wisdom and spirit by which he was speaking. Then they incited some men, who said, "We have heard him speaking blasphemous words against Moses and God." And together they stirred up the people, and the elders and the scribes, and they accosted him and seized him, and led him to the Sanhedrin council. And they set up false witnesses, who said, "This man does not stop speaking blasphemous words against the holy place and the law. For we have heard him saying, 'This Jesus the Nazarene will destroy this place and change the customs which Moses handed down to us.' And all those sitting in the Sanhedrin council looked intently at him and saw that his face was like the face of an angel."